Want to talk about some other good history, Vlad? The Miami Dolphins. Teams that have done what the Dolphins have done the past two seasons, which is lose two wild card games in a row. Well, history shows it's been pretty good. Two teams have lost two wild card games in a row. Then the third year, guess what? New York Giants. After missing the playoffs that previous two seasons, the Giants lost wild card games to Carolina and Philadelphia 2005-2006. Then they defeated the undefeated New England Patriots 17-14 in the Super Bowl to cap the 2007 season. Want some more history? Get a hold of this. The other team that did it, I mean losing two wild card games in a row that third year, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They lost wild card games in convincing fashion to the Eagles in 2000, 21-3, and 2001, 31-9. Then they beat the Raiders in the 2002 Super Bowl. So does that mean, if history is any indicator, you should be buying your tickets to New Orleans soon?
Not for the Dolphins.
So you don't believe in history?
No.
History does repeat itself now.
What, you lose two times in the playoffs?
In a wild card.
In a wild card, the third time you're going to win? So wait, so why would you...
Maybe it's all part of the master plan.
Why would you want to make the wild card? Why don't you just win the division?
Because this is the master plan. Chris Greer and those guys realized this is what we're going to do.
I don't think so.
We're going to get to the wild card and lose two times in a row because the two previous teams that have done that have gone on to win the Super Bowl.
The third consecutive year?
That third year.
The third time or just the third consecutive year?
So wild card loss, Super Bowl.
Right, but was it back to back to back?
Yeah, it has to be back to back years.
Okay,
because that made no sense. Because
I don't remember the Giants. I don't remember the Giants making the playoffs back to back to back years with Eli.
They did.
What was that 05?
They lost two wild card games, and I mentioned them.
No. I do, but I'm just trying to. But hey, hold on.
Well, what are we holding on for?
There's different context. Giants might have lost a wild card game, but they might have been hosting the game. They might have been a division winner. Miami wasn't a division winner in any of their wild card losses. I think the Giants lost a game to the Eagles.
Well, we just went over it. I'll repeat it for you.
Yeah, yeah. Who was the two teams they lost to?
They lost to Carolina and Philadelphia. 2005 yeah. Carolina, 2006 Philadelphia. Then they beat the undefeated Patriots 17-14.
2005 Carolina, they lost at home.
Okay.
Nasty loss. 2006 Eagles, I want to think, is that the Michael Vick game?
A loss is a loss.
You know what? Yes, a loss is a loss, but the context means a lot. If you were hosting two home games and then you lost, maybe it was good that you had to be a wild card on the road to win.
Now, remember, the Giants were a wild card that third year, too, and they won the Super Bowl.
Right, but that wild card, they didn't win the division, though. They weren't a division winner. See, Miami's never won a division and hosted a wild card game. They would have done that last year because now that there's only one team that gets the bye now.
Mm-hmm.
So... maybe now, if it's a different context, like they win the division, but they still have to host the game, then I could see that. I could see that because then you get that monkey off the back. You host a playoff game, and you win a playoff game. Now you're playing. Even though the fan base would want them to keep going further, now they're playing a little bit looser because they accomplished one of the goals, and then now when you're going for the next goal, it's not so much pressure.